An ancient mystic once said, "He who splits a seed and finds nothing is failing to experience the spirit at the heart of everything."
Brainchild, Part 3, The Most Random Blade of Grass.
Thought Transference, Lock 3968721, Planet Earth to System A. Expeditionary Agent 019MHTX. Most humans seem to believe what they need to believe to avoid interrupting their habits. They assume they are assuming a mastery over the mystery by stocking away sufficient cornflakes they know what they'll be eating for breakfast every morning for the rest of their lives. It is the hardest thing in the world, and the easiest, to alter a human's perception of reality. A piece of grit, or a slug, slipped surreptitiously into their cereal, a cornflake packet will never be the same again.
Who is that? Who's there?
It's just an old woman.
We're the police, ma'am. There's nothing to be afraid of.
The singing stopped.
Somebody was singing. Do you live down here?
It looks like this is the master bedroom, Chief. I guess that's the kitchen.
Who was that singing? How many people live down here?
You want me to go take a look?
It would be easier if she just told us. We're policemen, ma'am. There's been a murder near here. It might not be safe for you anymore.
You're not the ones I'm waiting for. Go away!
Who are you waiting for? How can you live like this?
This is the valley in which we find ourselves.
I think she's a bit tipped in the head, Chief.
Let's assume anybody who chooses to live in a stinking rat-infested underground tunnel has certainly broken through the bounds of our own particular version of what sanity is, Sergeant Chase.
I have the brawn. Now I need the brain. I wait for the brain.
You may have a long wait, lady. Nobody with any brains is going to come down here.
We're down here.
You are not the ones I'm waiting for. The future isn't here yet. But it will come. It will come. The past is already gone. The dragons are dead. My sister is free. But freedom itself is not enough. Not if the heart is missing and the tyrant still lives.
She sounded very young. The voice sounded like a young girl's. At least a young woman's.
Go away! You're giving me a headache with that infernal light.
I'm not sure I can let you stay down here.
Traditionally, we've turned a blind eye, sir.
I don't have a blind eye, Chase. This can't be right. Circumstances have changed. There must be some alternative.
She knows she has a choice, and I guess this is her choice.
But what about the girl? We should find the girl.
The girl is gone. Only the woman remains. Leave us alone. We're safe down here. As safe as we are anywhere. Go look for your own hearts. Would you like a chicken leg? I found them fresh this morning.
Go find the girl. Look, ma'am. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's been a murder.
Do you understand what I'm saying? The dragons are dead. The future is on its way. The only thing we have to fear now is our own inability to accept peace at all costs. Even the cost of our understanding. Is it revenge or redemption?
You seem like an intelligent woman. I'm not sure you're tipped in the head at all. But I still don't think I can let you stay down here.
There's nobody there, Chief. I went to the end of the tunnel. If there was anybody, they left quietly.
Was that really your sister? She's gone. The old woman, she just vanished. We would have heard her, surely. It's pitch black without a flashlight. How far is it to the end of the tunnel?
Maybe 100 feet.
How come we can't see the light from here? Does it curve around?
It seems straight enough. It must be some kind of optical illusion.
I think I need a coffee. Let's get out of here before I throw up.
It's the chicken and the egg, Chief.
Don't you get all convoluted on me.
I mean, it smells like throw up, so people throw up. So it smells like throw up. Makes you wonder who threw up in the first place, and why.
Can we talk about something else?
You see the game last night?
D-
What is my imagination suddenly doing in a stinking, rat-infested tunnel?
If you think disenchantment is all cute and tinkly-tinkly, this woman has had her heart ripped out, for God's sake. And who is this evil tyrant all your fairy people keep talking about?
Septic junk?
Which disease part of your psychocellulum did he wriggle out from under?
There has to be evil or there can't be good.
Why does there have to be good?
I don't want the world to be good.
Only if it's really good.
Do you want me to tell you my story or not?
Go on then, but it better be good.
Okay. He's in his laboratory in the Palace of Malice in the city of Sicknick. Stirring up a foul-smelling solution to control normal human vision.
See? Smells are good, even when they're bad.
Finally, he draws forth his copper tongs.
By the great gobs of formaldehyde, Septic, I swear it is another miracle. Oh, did I say that? Who said that?
Did I just say that?
Disposable eyeballs, Guttersnipe. You see only what you want to see. As soon as you see something you don't like,
you throw them away and you get another pair.
Right. We'll net them in six packs.
Oh, you are a genius, almighty Palimpsest. Why am I talking like this? Where am I? And who the hell is that guy?
Keep the customer satisfied.
And always coming back for more.
At the same time, Guttersnipe, that is the true genius of junk.
You are truly the master, master. Oh, I must be dreaming. Stay cool, Bulma man, because any minute you're going to wake up and find you're not really here.
The master of illusion. Not magic, not miracles.
It is a miraculous magic to us, course, oh amazing artificer. It must be a nightmare. Sound like my tongue got stuck in an elevator. What we cannot understand, we must bow before. If we understood, it would be worthless. If no more use than a worm.
A worm?
A worm, oh tyrant. This guy looked like he out of a Tim Burton movie or something. Nightmare on Beetlejuice.
When did you ever understand a worm?
I've never seen a worm as far as I know. Oh, no, that's one for the storybooks. And I've seen more worms than worms at hot garbage. Hey, maybe it's not a dream. Maybe it's a movie. Maybe I'm in a movie, man, like I'm an actor. See, that's why I know all my lines. I just can't remember ever reading the script. Hell, that's okay. Must be a sign I'm a good actor. Then.
You're a worm, Guttersnipe, as far as I'm concerned. You keep my machinery turning. You and all the other worms.
And there's some damn creepy special effects going on here.
Twinkle.
Oh, delicious tyranny. Oh, hey, I am good. Am I good or am I good? And make it sound like I'm really chewing on something. Hell, tastes like I'm really chewing on something.
Are you human, worm?
My mother was human until she was synthesized, oh bottomless radiator. I wonder who the star of this picture is. Maybe it's me. Oh, but that guy's a lot taller. Just stay cool, Boomer, man.
You are truly a falsification of every honest urge, Guttersnipe.
What's he keep calling me? I thank you, O unnatural palindrome.
Now leave me alone. Go play with your eyeballs.
As you wish, so I am trash, O putrid one. Well, I guess that was my exit line. Well, I gotta split this thing, man. Hey, but there ain't no door. Or maybe they just give me a fade out or something. All right. Fade me out of this scene now, man. All this scraping and slobbering, it's not me, man. Hey, who's directing this crap? You know, this is Bo Blue you're dealing with, not some crummy extra or something. I learned all my lines, right? Where's my agent? I need to talk with my agent. Oh, let's face it, Bo. Now I know you're dreaming.
The Prince of Vipers, monstrous archfiend grinning obscenely, a face of madness and nightmare. Something vaguely inhuman, nor yet quite beast. A figure of unquenchably civilized savagery. And yet, if we should look more closely, we would see that his body trembles as he moves towards a silver casket. He utters a low and tortured moan, fingers the key laced around his neck. Mortality stirs him. Strange, luminous dreams roam his soul. He takes off the key, and, visibly shaking, he begins to open the casket.
When suddenly...
So, Septic, What's in the casket?
Tell somebody that their life has no more meaning than a blade of grass. They will deny it to their dying day. Those humans who know and who accept this truth seek to comprehend it, mark a valued pathway through it, and never try to distinguish themselves from the tiniest bug, the most random blade of grass. They must and will be regarded as clinically insane, aliens among their own species. Perhaps this is why I needed to come here.
This has been a Three Bridges audio experience. Brainchild, Part 3. Written by Steve Bellwood. Directed by Gregor Barnum. Executive producer Teresa Langston. Audio engineer Joe Mango. Featuring the voices of Craig Gilbert, Teresa Langston, Joe Mango, Josiah Rowe, Susan Sachs, and Michael Sayers. Soundings by Randy Parker. Recorded at the Yale Broadcasting Studios in New Haven, Connecticut. Join us next time as the future begins its attempt to change itself, as legend struggles to resolve its perverted ethic, and Bo continues to come apart at the seams. Discover if fact will triumph over fiction, or will fantasy prove beyond the shadow of all reason that there really is only one way to keep the truth a secret. Do do do.